from the silence, silence. My racing told me you don't wanna take it anymore. I can't be alone in my head, you said. I just looked at you like I knew what the fuck you're talking about. Now I know.
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is King at Jeromney. He's Ski at TSB Ski. Tweet us your movie suggestion for next week, and it can be anything. So tweet at one of those handles your movie suggestion. Jump in our Discord, Sports Brewery in the Discord. You can give us your suggestion then. This is the first time in a while it has just been a free-for-all for you guys. So send us something and make it good.
Yeah, don't suck.
Yeah, just don't be terrible. I mean, you guys sort of have a track record for being terrible at this point. So cut it out. How about that? Thank you. If you want to watch the sports podcast every Thursday on Twitch, you can do so. twitch.tv/abrawg87, ABRAWG87. We record Thursdays at around 7:30-ish. You miss those, you can watch them on YouTube. Just search for Sports Brewery on YouTube. You can find them on there. The movie this week, again, it's free-for-all now. So it's my movie, and I chose Office Space. Movie came out in 1999. It is currently on Max. It has a 80% on Rotten Tomatoes, 7.6 out of 10 on IMDb, a 68 on Metacritic. It stars Ron Livingston as Peter, Jennifer Aniston as Joanna? I think it's Joanna. Yeah.
I think it's Joanna.
I think I wrote that down wrong. David Herman as Michael Bolton, Ajay Naidu as Samir, Naina Najad, Dietrich Bader as Lawrence, Stephen Root plays Milton, Gary Cole plays Bill Lumberg, John C. McGinley plays Bob Slidell, one of the Bobs, and Mike Judge, a cameo in this movie, plays Stan, who is Jennifer Aniston's boss at the restaurant who wants her to wear flair. Movie written and directed, as you might imagine, by Mike Judge. If you don't know who Mike Judge is, interesting. But he did Beavis and Butthead, King of the Hill, Silicon Valley, Idiocracy. I think the one failure he had in his whole career was that Extract movie, which oddly enough has Jason Bateman as the star of it, which it should be good.
And oddly enough, it's a loose sequel to this movie as well.
Is it really?
So yeah. So they wanted him to do a sequel like right away. And I guess Judge just did not like working on this movie, just doing movies in general. Yeah. So instead he did Idiocracy a little bit later instead of doing a sequel.
Idiocracy, also fantastic. He has sort of a knack for nailing stuff. Like this movie nails like office cubicle life and the different people who work in that.
Well, he knows how to pick a subject and stay in that lane and do it well.
Yeah. Yeah. And really do it perfectly. And then hire people to play the parts that are really good in those parts too. And just sort of are really good at, you know, cause getting Stephen Root to play the Milton character. Like there's a Milton in every office, you know, like every office has a boss like Bill Lumberg, you know, like these people exist, like the lady who has the annoying voice who answers the phone. Like there is an annoying voice lady in every single office. Like there just is. Sort of nails it. And then the white dude who listens to rap and those dudes exist.
The Stephen Root one's good because he was buddies with Judge, and this was their like pitch. And when he like went to the studio execs, used him as Milton. You know, he wasn't planning on using Milton. He's like, hey, can you help me out? Help pitch this movie with this character. And they couldn't find anyone better to play Milton other than what Stephen Root did.
I love the fact that like Milton was part of the pitch, which is just wild.
That's what it's off of. It's off of his comic strip Milton. So
right. But still the movie, he's such a small part of this movie.
Oh, tiny.
But he's
but big, but tiny, but big in the end.
It's fantastic. So. Oh yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He's a He's a grower, not a shower. So,
hey yo.
Ooh, baby. Budget for this movie, $10 million. Box office for this movie, $12.2 million. This movie is what you could call a cult comedy classic because it very much blew up on DVDs when we'd all go to Hollywood Video. We would buy the 3 for $15 DVDs, and Office Space was always there for some reason. I don't know. But everybody eventually watched this movie, and it's hilarious. It just is, man. It's like it's a classic. That's and there's so many one-liners from this movie and so many things that were just in the social consciousness around that era too. It's just wild.
A word got put into the dictionary from this movie. Can you guys guess what word got put in the dictionary from this movie?
Is it flair?
It's not flair. It was already in the It is a
memo.
Ass clown.
Oh.
Yeah. Ass clown is the correct answer.
That's so good. That's so good. No, I sort of, as this movie was going on, I compiled a list. I'm a compiler like Emmett Smith, right?
Yeah.
TPS.
Ozzie Smith.
The Smiths. Emmett,
yeah.
Ozzie,
the brothers.
Whatever.
The brothers. Yeah. The brothers Smith.
Yeah, exactly. So TPS reports, obviously from this movie, memos, people talking about memos, somebody having a case of the Mondays.
Oh,
no, man. No shit. No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that. Such a good line. That's in this movie, too, by the way. Flair, pieces of flair. That's from this movie. Let's see. Fucking A, man. I don't remember people saying fucking A, man, before this movie. O face was a huge
that,
deal. Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely came from fucking A. Yeah, I'm sure that was said a ton, but yeah, O face.
1999 when this movie came out, 2000, you know, high school age people like us, we're doing the O face thing all the time. All the time.
And weird
then,
that the
go ahead.
That guy did not quite pan out, did he, in
no.
the acting world?
Yeah, we sort of all expected him to be one of the big actors to come out of this movie and be successful.
Well, you think he would jump and stick in this genre at least for, you know, 5 or so years, but I don't remember ever seeing him again.
Did American Pie come out before this or after this? It was 99.
Had to be before.
Okay. All right. So I would say that's like a natural jump in Euro Trip or something like that, you know? This
Euro Trip's definitely later.
This movie also...
American Pie, 1999.
99? Oh, same year. Okay. This movie also introduced people to Damn, It Feels Good to Be a Gangster. A lot of Houston...
White, a lot of white people.
Yeah, a lot of Houston area rap played in this because Mike Judge is from that area and is friends
movie's
with...
supposed to be...
Friends with Scarface,
well.
Like the Ghetto Boys, right? I mean, he's friends
yeah.
with those guys and put their music... Which, by the way, just... Imagining Mike Judge like hanging out with the Ghetto Boys is just, it's wild to me. But apparently that's a thing. Like he's friends with Scarface, got a bunch of their music in this movie. It's okay. Cool, man.
It was probably cheap to use also, which
yeah.
Probably another reason why.
Office Space came out approximately 5 months before American Pie. And American Pie's box office was almost $240 million.
Crushed.
Yeah.
Was it just Stifler's mom? Like what's
the script? Shannon Elizabeth.
That's it.
Yes.
Yep, that's it. Yeah. I forgot about that. Carry on.
It's similar because it was a bunch of, I mean, like Eugene Levy was like the big name from American Pie. And at the time, this movie, they weren't gonna let Judge make this movie unless there was some star, you know, Livingston and all the cast were nobodies at the time.
Yeah, even
so
even Aniston, like Aniston wasn't really big yet either. Like
she had Friends still.
Did
Friends
she
was like mid-90s at least. Yeah.
At that point, like, was Friends really as big as it is now? I don't know. I'm asking. I'm not sure.
I think Friends was an instant hit. So Aniston was big.
She looks really young in this. So my sense is that Friends had just sort of started, and she got this movie.
I think Friends is like 95.
Yeah, September 22nd, 94.
Wow.
94, yeah. So
wow.
Yeah, she
How did they get Aniston?
because that they wouldn't let him make this movie
because
they wanted because they wanted wanted Matt Damon to be Ron Livingston's character, and he said he liked all the other casts, but since they needed it, he's like, all right, bring in Aniston, that'll work. Because they also, here's the other names that they were pitching to him. It was Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson for Lawrence. And then Kate Hudson was the other one that could play Joanna.
Wow. Fucking A, man. Wow.
And and Diedrich Bader is so probably good. The best part of this movie, honestly.
No, man. I believe
was he a star?
I believe he'd get
your
ass
Drew Carey's show had to been early. He was never a star, but he
what's
was.
What's that line? Who's that line anyway?
Whose line is it anyway?
Yeah.
People knew who he was, but yeah, he wasn't a draw.
He was a known commodity, as we say in the biz. Yeah. He was so good in this. Like, again, they get these like smaller actors, like not up here, but like down here to play these parts. And they're so good. Like the guy who plays Michael Bolton, he was on like Mad TV, and they bring him in and have him play Michael Bolton. And he's perfect. He's perfect.
I feel like he's a big like writer guy.
David Herman,
I would say
he does voices too. So he's on Futurama. He's like one of the main people on that. So that dude, by the way, because of Futurama, is rich,
very rich, very rich. God.
Like, what else do you think of him from? Like this Mad TV? Anything else? Nothing.
I don't think of anyone from Mad TV except for Will Sasso.
Not an Ari Spears guy.
Not Ari Spears. Will Sasso is the only one I will ever pick out from Mad TV.
I have two things. Right. One on just on cartoons that, you know, make everyone millions and millions of dollars. Have you guys seen the Progressive commercials with the pigeons that have been inundated in the last couple of weeks during football games?
Progressive Insurance Pigeon.
I think so. Yeah.
The main pigeon is the voice of Bob from Bob's Burgers. Oh.
And John H. Benjamin. Yeah,
it took me like 10 times seeing it to be like, oh, it's Bob. And then two, about every 4 or 5 months, this clip resurfaces of people interviewing very seriously, except for one guy who's there spoofing it, interviewing porn stars for like the American Adult Video Awards. And guess who's emceeing the event on a sad stool in front of 14 very sad looking men with microphones? Ari Spears.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
I was just going to ask you what happened.
And don't try to play off like you don't know what the AVN Awards are. I mean, come on.
Adult Video Network?
The AVN Awards. You know what they are.
I don't.
You know it.
I don't.
I mean, you can say you don't as many times.
No, I'm saying that's an obsolete, like, who goes to that now?
Weirdos go to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And only people weirder are the people that would go see like porn stars at like, you know, Castle Superstore out Gateway. Remember when they used to have like a porn star? They put it up on the big board. Like,
yes. Yes.
I'm trying to think of like an early 2000s. Like, Tara Patrick. I mean, she's way too big to do Castle Superstore in Eugene, Springfield. But yeah. They're the creepy people that go to that.
On a more safe for work note, if anyone on this loser level, if you look up Laker fans, Carl's Jr. Laker girls, the Lakers used to send the Laker girls to Carl's Jr.'s in LA and meet just the saddest fans who 100% go to the AVN. It's so sad and creepy. And I feel bad. Sorry. I derailed this.
Someone should pay us to go to the AVN Awards. Somebody pay us. We will go give you the hard-hitting information of what's going on.
Hard-hitting. That's right.
Yeah. Do some
that's
man
a,
on
that's the... a category, actually.
Yeah. Hardest hitter of 2024. Is that a category?
Yep.
This guy This guy rakes. That's all I know. Jesus. Yeah, we'll do some man on the street interviews at the AVN Awards.
Who's the top receiver in 2023?
Ski, you're all over this, man. Here's someone's got to go for it.
Right. Well, someone pay our way. We'll go.
Right.
All right. Back to the movie, though.
Back to the movie. Nice, please.
Nice little thing for Ron Livingston, because coming, you know, he was a nobody at the time. and then parlays this into Band of Brothers, and then parlays that into a very legitimate career.
Yeah.
So yeah. Good for Ron Livingston.
Good for Ron. And the part is so good too, man. Like just the idea of a guy feeling trapped and stuck in his existence. Like the scene where he sees the hypnotherapist, and the line where he's like,
realizes FDR, Franklin Delano Romanowski. Yeah. That's who the therapist is, by the way.
Okay, yeah. All right.
From Seinfeld.
Yep. Where he reveals that every day is the worst day of his life. Like. Since he started working, and the fact that he can just get hypnotized and the guy dies and doesn't get to do the snap thing to bring him out of it. And he's just now he is just in fuck it mode and doesn't care anymore. And so just the next day just ignores his alarm, ignores his phone, just his girlfriend calls and he just he's like, yeah, she's yelling at me. And just like hangs up on her. And now he doesn't have a job. Now he doesn't have a girlfriend, supposedly. But then the fact that he's able to sort of parlay it into, becoming a supervisor and whatnot is just it's great. It's great writing, man. Like Livingston must have been stoked. And he was really good, too, as Peter.
So. One of my favorite bits from that is his girlfriend. Everyone's like, I think she's cheating on me. And everyone's like, yeah, I could.
Yeah, I get that feeling too, man. Yeah,
she just seems like one of those girls.
It's like, what does that mean?
It's like, ah, shit, man, I don't know.
Oh, shit, man, I don't know shit. Hey, Peter, come check out this chick.
Peter, Channel 9.
The breast exam.
Yeah.
God damn it. Such a funny.
That might be a category in the AVNs. We'll check it out. We'll let you know.
He really does have like some of the best lines in this movie, Dietrich Bader.
Do you know where the AVNs are being held this year?
God damn it, man.
Not Las Vegas?
No, it is. No, the hotel.
Yeah. Oh. Is it at the Sphere? Is it in the Sphere?
Areola.
Nice.
I'm not saying anything. You gotta bring us back, gang. This is your fault.
Office Space. Mike Judge.
You have to say something about this movie now, King. This is your fault.
King of the Hill.
You dug your grave.
Yeah, I like that gif where they hit the computers with baseball bats. Hey, did Steve Cannon ever watch this movie?
That's a good question. I don't know. Like, no? I left 95 through the score without knowing if he watched it. I think I heard he did, but I haven't talked to him about it.
Huh?
I don't know. Right. Yeah. It's a damn shame.
It is.
When was the last time you guys saw this movie, by the way?
It had been a while. Yeah. The scene, I shared the gif of the printer destroying scene the other day. So that lives on forever.
And I'll tell you, here's the thing. The scene sucks. It's if it wasn't for the music.
Because it's die, motherfucker, die, motherfucker. That's the point, though. Like, that's the point I brought up earlier with Mike Judge and knowing those Houston rappers and putting them in this movie. It like the opening scene. I let my pistol point cock, ready to lick shots nonstop until I see your monkey ass drop. And then he like rolls up the window, turns it down. And it's so good. Like the fact that he was able to like make that, like use that music for the comedy is perfect, man. So good. Is there a bigger villain in a movie that you can think of than the Asian woman who hangs on to the cake instead of giving it to Milton? Who doesn't pass to Milton?
I mean,
every time I see this movie, I hate her so much.
Like
I'm reminded about how much I hate her. Because they just had this whole thing where she's like, Milton, now you need to pass it down so everybody gets a slice. And then they keep passing and passing. And then she gets one and then just starts eating it. Like, you piece of shit. You're the worst kind of human.
I've seen movie with Nazis, so
yeah, I was
I'm not
gonna
gonna say
say
he's the
there were some
worst
shady
villain.
characters in Schindler's List, and
yeah, maybe
yeah.
villainous, a little villainous characters, but I don't know. The Asian lady in the office, yeah, that's the worst.
I'm just saying she is the worst. She's the
but
worst.
That's the whole, yeah, the whole point of Milton. He just gets shit on, then he
yeah
burns this motherfucker down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of wild too. I like the discussions about when to fire people. Like, no, we've found our studies show that firing
studies
people on a Friday is like results in less incidents.
Well, yeah, except for you. I think it'd be opposite. You get fired on a Monday, it's like, all right, I don't got to go to work all week. That's good. Instead, you just worked all week and then get shit canned. The studies seem wrong.
That sounds very company centric, though. That sounds like something they would do. Yep.
So. No, but here's so you guys obviously seen this movie multiple times.
Of course.
Do you still chuckle at anything?
No.
Or is
I
it you've seen it enough
that.
Where it's all like?
Yeah,
see,
I think I'm past that.
It's a good point.
See that. That's where I start putting, especially a lot of these older comedies. There's still movies I've seen 20 times. I will still laugh at scenes in
Rush Hour 2. You
know, oh well, of course. Just
yeah, that's the first one that comes
that's
to
it.
Mind for me. Yeah, yeah.
Schindler's
no,
List.
I'm always laughing the whole time in Schindler's List. I mean, God,
The Lighthouse.
when he throws his splooge at Willem Dafoe, my God, I just couldn't stop. I couldn't help myself.
So that's kind of how I, you know, we've seen it a bunch. That's how I started looking at this movie now. I just never really laughed watching it again.
I know what you mean because we know all the jokes and we've said all the jokes hundreds of times. But I watched this movie and sort of just appreciated it. I was like,
yeah, see, that's
that is
what it's
that
turned
is really
into.
Smart. That is really funny. Like, I'm not laughing because I know this joke and I've seen this a billion times, but that is really good. And Mike Judge made a really good call here. And this was really good acting.
Well, and kind of on that note, like if I watch Dumb and Dumber right now, I know I would audibly laugh at least Petey the bird. I
yes.
Would. Do I think that's a better movie than Office Space? No.
No, but then it lies the whole kind of, you know, of comedy. Like, I will every time laugh within the first 30 seconds of Blazing Saddles. Every time.
Yeah, that movie gets me
And
every
like I
time
said,
too, man.
And
yeah.
I'm with you too on Dumb and Dumber. I, you know, Ace Ventura to an extent too, where there's a lot of it's just dumb, but there's still some really funny things that you'll laugh every time. This movie just doesn't have the like the gotcha funny scenes. The whole thing, it's just kind of, it's just smartly done comedy is kind of what it is.
I agree.
It's kind of how I feel about King of the Hill with Mike Judge. Very few audibly hilarious stuff.
Yes.
But it's funny and relatable.
Is that just, which is weird from Judge, because Beavis and Butthead is supposed to be, you know, because it's not, you know, intelligent. It's not written like.
No, it is not.
Geniusly. It's all it is supposed to make you go, ah, that's funny. You're hitting frogs with a baseball bat. Hilarious.
Guar.
Guar.
So
guar.
Funny.
I almost, for the bit, I almost picked a Guar song from our 1997 song list from Thursday.
I was just looking up Gary Cole because, you know, he's obviously, he plays Lumberg, and is this what he's known for? Is it this?
No, it can't.
Talladega Nights.
Talladega Nights, yeah. If you ain't first, you're last. Like,
yeah.
What else?
I mean, he's just been in so many things. He's never been a star, is the problem. So,
well, that's the thing. Is like Brady Bunch movie, obviously. Which
obviously,
of course.
You're welcome.
he was in Pineapple Express 2, I think, right? He was like the bad guy in that.
Yeah, I mean.
He was in Dodgeball? What was he in Dodgeball? I can't remember. So the point I bring this up is Gary Cole's like a really big deal in my mind. Like when I think of Gary Cole, I think of like a legendary dude in comedy. But I sort of just look at the movies he's been in, and it's kind of this, right? Like he's got to be known as Lumberg more than anything else.
I would say, yeah, he was in Veep, like a good run of Veep.
Okay.
But I think he's kind of like what King brought up with H. John Benjamin, where he's doing voices and things like 10 times a year that you'll recognize it, but it won't really pinpoint who it is.
Legendary voice actor, like legendary, yeah. Just legendary voice, period. We should all have Gary Cole's voice.
He has made a nice living throughout his life.
Yep. And he plays like a perfect supervisor in an office too, because he's Peter, what's happening? And then Peter responds, and did you get the memo? He's like, yeah, I got the memo. It's right here. And just doesn't listen. Like, just he goes up to him, makes sure he's there, and then quotes a policy at him, doesn't have an actual interaction whatsoever, and then just sort of walks away.
Man, what a voice actor he is.
Yeah.
Just, man.
Hooked up with Seth MacFarlane, right?
Rick and Morty, Phineas and Ferb, Bob's Burgers. Jeez Louise.
All the bangers.
Yeah. The Penguins of Madagascar, who could forget?
Yeah, honestly. Probably made
a nice little check off that.
Did a voice on Big Mouth, too.
Dang.
He's on the Velma series on Max.
Oh boy, that thing, that one lasted a while.
Oh man, yeah. Look at this, man. Look at all these animated things: The Great North, Bob's Burgers. Yep, Tom and Jerry,
American Dad in two different stints.
Oh yeah,
he was in Trollstopia. Look at this, man. He did Two-Face in a Batman animated thing. Come on.
He did a lot
Gary
of Batman
Cole.
Stuff, which is bizarre.
Legendary. He's got a good deep voice.
Well, was he Commissioner Gordon? I would have to picture him as Commissioner Gordon.
Well, he sounds like a Gordon, right?
Yeah, he does.
My thing I saw said Two-Face, so.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but here's the other thing I look at this movie too now is, could this movie be made now? Would someone green light this? You think someone would green light this movie today?
It's got A24 written all over it.
I mean, those cheeky little independent studio at A24. I mean, man, when are they going to catch a break and make it big? Put a bunch of money into something.
I know. God, they had I saw a list online of, it was like the top A24 movies of all time or whatever, and there's like Oscar winner, Oscar winner, Oscar winner. It's like, dude, okay, we gotta stop with this facade that A24 is like this small startup indie. Yeah. It's like no. And by the way, we have watched a few of them, and I don't think we realized they were A24 movies. Like, obviously, the Everything Everywhere All at Once was, but like Lady Bird was too. Like, I think there was another one too. I forget.
I'm sure. I bet. I wouldn't be surprised if Saltburn somehow was.
It must be. It must
had
be.
To. Had
I
to.
Just, I just assume. Terrible.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It was terrible. Temps.
Yeah.
It's still, it's weeks later, still hitting me at how bad that was.
I'll say, I do love and enjoy telling people how I feel about that movie. so if it comes up in a conversation, I genuinely love being like, man, that movie has such a good twist, but fuck, it took 2 hours to get there, man. Oh, I love hearing myself say that.
You're welcome.
On Twitter, put it out there.
Yeah.
You need to do.
Ooh, did Gary Cole do a voice in Moana too?
Yeah, he was Moana.
Are they doing a live action Moana? Did I hear that?
I don't know. I haven't heard that.
I think I heard that.
I kind of don't dig the live action things.
I know.
They don't do it for me.
Not a huge fan. Yeah.
Not because the mermaid is black.
They got a black mermaid now. What's next?
But yeah, I don't know. Just Not my thing.
Why are they changing our childhood?
Rewriting the books.
Rewriting the history. I lost my Trump, guys. I don't think I could.
I've never had one. So. At least you had one.
I got to work on this off pod and then regroup. Man.
Go workshop that for the next till next week.
Yeah, like we've said before, I just have to channel like James Austin Johnson. That's the only way I can do it. And I know it's bad, but you get the gist.
Yeah, with these voices, there's like an in, and I got to find the in, you know, like sometimes you just say like two words and all of a sudden, like, that's it.
How I channel it is his TikTok from years ago and during COVID about the Charizard
and the Charizard
and the Mewtwo's
and the Mewtwo's.
That's how I channel my terrible Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. He is the best at it. Another takeaway from this movie, and I love Ron Livingston. We've talked about it. He cannot say fucking A. He can't do it.
He can't do it.
That last scene of the movie where he says fucking A. Like he doesn't close his mouth like all the way, and I don't know what he's doing. It's like, by the way, that whole final scene, I don't know what Mike Judge is doing. Because there was this weird edit where all of a sudden, like, they're like, he's standing there looking at Dietrich Bader's character, and they sort of start the scene. But the way they edited it, it shows them not reacting. It shows them just making a straight face, and then it shows them going, huh, and then they start acting. And it's like, what just happened there, man? This movie was like flawless all the way through. And then he can't say fucking A to save his life. It's weird. Can we get like one more take, Mike? Like one more.
Yeah, come on, Mike.
Come on, Mike.
You got enough film here. Get another take.
Yeah, did they run out of film? That was going to be my next question. It was weird. It was weird. Good movie, though. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, like King sort of alluded to it earlier, just I used to work on 95.3 The Score, and it was a running thing on Steve Tannen's show where Nick Rogers and I would give him shit about not watching Office Space. Callers would call in, give him shit about not seeing it, because we all know he would love the movie. It's very much right up his alley comedically. And so we would just constantly give him shit. And then I stopped working there and never heard about it again. I think I remember hearing that he did end up watching it, but never heard anything else. So.
Plus, I mean, this was, you know, 90s comedy. It was like an hour and 20 some odd minutes.
Easy watch. Like, why would you not just watch it, man? I think I gave him like a copy of it too, and he's like, nope, principle of the thing, like, wouldn't watch it. It was weird. What are you gonna do? Another classic line from this is the Michael Bolton stuff about being called Michael Bolton. He's like, what do you say, why should I change? He's the one who sucks. Yeah, it's great. And then the scene with the Bobs where they, you know, I love his entire collection. what's your favorite?
McGillney, he might be the best character in this movie. He's got the suspenders on, got those fucking glasses, and he's just perfect for what you'd think, you know, the outside consultant trying to, you know, cut dead weight would come in looking like.
And a really
Oh my God.
Really I nice career on Scrubs after this.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
I have a Steve Tannen update. Okay. Space.
Let's get it.
This tweet is from August 12th, 2019.
Ooh. That's like right after I left, I think.
It was sitting in my Xfinity DVR queue since December 15th, 2015.
What? He had it in there for 4 years?
Many of you have harped on it for years. Finally watched Office Space. Really good. Some truly funny parts. The hardcore rap these geeks listened to was hilarious. We'll offer a detailed review upon my return Monday.
That's awesome.
Guess we missed that one.
That's awesome. That's, by the way, thank you for that. That's a real sense of closure for me. We're talking about like almost a decade ago, you know?
It's a circle, man.
Yeah.
Right after that.
Uh-oh.
Actually, this is during COVID. So this tells you Steve Tannen's stance. March 2nd, 2020. I always said I would be willing to watch Office Space. Never took a zero stance. I can honestly say that there is capitalized zero shot I will watch a Will Ferrell flick. None, niet, nada, zilch, zero, nope. And we have closed the loop on Steve Tannen and Office Space.
I mean, you hate Will Ferrell, don't you, King?
No, I don't hate Will
Majority
Ferrell. I
of
think
his movies, I think you hate.
he jumped the shark at a certain point, but I will watch Talladega Nights if it's on right now. The basketball one, Jackie Moon, I thought was terrible. So there's my yin and yang.
What about Blades of Glory?
I was going to say
Oh, I
Blades of
like Blades of
Glory.
Glory. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Come on.
It's a hell of a movie.
Yeah.
You should. I mean, his love for Talon Mane, I think you'd be all about
Tail
it,
and
man.
mane. Yeah. I did try some of that during the pandemic.
Yeah.
All right, we
You
only
get it
got a
right
few.
next to ivermectin.
Wholesale, baby. Let's go. Coastal Farm and Ranch. That's where you'll find him. All right.
Just what the country
We
needs.
only got a few minutes left. Let's grade this thing. It's my movie, so I'll go first. What
What's
do
it out of
we?
this week?
Yeah, I don't know. Ski, you decide.
Know, five seems like a good number, I think.
Okay.
Okay,
All right.
just for this week.
Yeah, five sounds good. All right. I'm gonna give this a five. Yeah.
Man.
So even though I did not laugh when I watched it this
Yeah.
time, I think it's because I've watched it too many times. But that does not mean it's not a classic, brilliantly written, perfectly cast movie that it's still up there, man. It's watching this again for the first time in a long time, like it's still really good. But again, it's hard to give it a five because I genuinely did not laugh at this when I watched it again. But yeah, it still does it for me. I still really love this movie. So five.
I'll give it a 4.33.
All right, try to split that in half, Ski. Good luck.
See, I'm not. I'm gonna go lower than that. I'm gonna go with a flat four. Just it's very good. I cannot put it up there with, upper echelon comedies.
I mean, it's
Especially
no
comedies.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights. We can all
No, of
agree
course it's
on that.
fucking not. Yes, thank you.
It's no
It's not.
Hot Shots Part
Duh.
Deux.
No, it's not. I mean, you gotta set boundaries and, set the boundaries there. It's not as good as those.
What did you share it, King, this week? Was the Naked Gun reboot?
That was
No, that
me.
wasn't
Yeah.
That was
Yeah.
Yuski?
I was
Okay.
said, yeah,
That's right. That's
Naked
right.
Gun, very good.
Yeah. Who's
This
who? I'm totally. Oh, that's right. It's Liam Neeson. That's right.
Neeson's supposed to be playing the, which is,
Liam,
Leslie Nielsen, Liam Neeson, same kind of guy, right?
it
I
could
mean,
be okay. I don't know.
no, it
He's
can't.
transitioned into killer guy. He cannot be.
I
No,
can't.
no.
And no,
I reject this notion.
and no one has that styling of comedy that Leslie Nielsen had. It's a dumb movie to try to ever
Why are they
make.
doing this? That's the question, right?
It's
Yeah.
such a
OJ, because
borrowing.
OJ's free. Oh, okay.
Bring back OJ. He's got to make a cameo, right?
I
He's
hope
gotta. He
OJ
has
and
to.
Lee OJ and Liam Neeson, let's
Hello, movie world. It's me.
See, at least I will say I think Seth MacFarlane would poke fun at OJ somehow. Like, he'll somehow be like the head of the police precinct or something like that, and have something about a bron maybe chasing a Bronco or something like that.